You know how I find in my own work how I get the most clear messages from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and is when I separate what I want to what Hashem wants. Because I, when 1 ounce, yeah, 1 ounce of what I want is involved, that's not what Hashem wants. Very rarely it's my thoughts, plans, and desires are parallel to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Very rare. I mean, general things. I want to get married, yes, it's parallel to what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. I want to have kids, yeah. But when I want to know my path, I know that I have to completely remove anything that I want and say to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to do what you want. If happens to be that it's kind of parallel to what I want, great. But if not, right now you're saying it's not clear? So I when I want to know what Hashem wants from me, is I completely battle myself. I annul myself to saying, I don't want anything. I want to do what you want me to do. What you tell me to do, I'll do. You know, I started saying before in the class that Kislev has Kaf and Samech and the Lev, Lamed Vav. So we said the Lamed Vav is the 36 hours, Lamed Vav is the Tzadikim, Lamed Vav is the lights of Canada, of Chanukah. I don't know, Hashem made me say Canada, must be something there. But the Kaf Samech comes from Kisui, something that is concealed. A cover. Kisui is a cover. Mechuse, something that is covered. I gave a class 2 days ago that I'm explaining that this Kisui corresponds to what's called Klipat Noga. Because the Zohar explains that there are three domains in the world. The domain of holiness, the domain of unholiness, and Klipat Noga. The point is to constantly unveil this, to remove this kisui. Because everything in the world is concealed. There's some type of a hester. Hester is a concealment. My job as a Jew is to remove this concealment. That's it. That's my job. Now, as long as my life is operating in a lower level, then everything will be concealed. My job is to elevate myself so I can remove this kisui, this concealment, and then I see. I might not like what I see, but I will see. Yeah. So in most cases, the plan of the Kadosh Baruch Hu has nothing to do with my plan. Nothing to do with it. What I'm telling you is that you have to battle yourself to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Mishnah that says, "Batel retzoncha mipnei retzono, kedei sheyaseh retzono retzoncha." You want to annul your ratzon, your desire, so Hashem is going to make His desire your desire. So, when I have plans, they're good. Hashem says, "I like your plans, but it's not my plans. I want you to do what I tell you to do." Yeah. But you want to use all the channels to know, to open all the abilities to receive all the information you need to do. And one of them, you said right into the Rebbe, one of them is working on yourself that I have no ratzon. We're going to talk a lot about the concept of my fulfilling my will versus the Shem's will. It's two different wills. If I operate on my ratzon, I'm not going to go so far. I'm going to reach dead ends because that's not the path.
Okay, the problem is, you should be in yourself that you don't exist anymore.
When you so we learn from Avraham Avinu, who said, "Vani afar va'efer, I'm nothing. I'm completely nothing. I have no desire. I have no existence. I have no. I have nothing." This is a very high level. We can reach to that level. But we have to at least look up to them. We want to strive to reach to a point. The more that I'm battle, the more Hashem can dwell in me and start operating. This is the concept of V'asitim L'Mikdash V'Shachanti Betocham. You make yourself a sanctuary, a tabernacle. I will dwell in you. I will start driving. When I want to take the wheel, the control, It's not going to work. So battling myself that I'm totally becoming annulled and I'm becoming a channel for the Kadosh Baruch Hu to operate through me. And the more I resist, the more problems I'll get. The more I work on myself, Hashem will tell you, will tell me where and what I need to do.
This planet is what we're talking about. It provokes in me the idea of the joy, which makes me think where this might not be.
That's already can be the Yetzer Hara telling you, don't do that. You have to make a very good analogy, because when you're going to hit the jackpot, when you drill and you finally hit the oil, so in the spiritual level, you finally hit, oh, that's what I need to do. Oh, yeah, the Yetzer Hara is going to be like, okay, lady, now let's get to business. And the Yetzer Hara is going to come from all directions to distract you that now, oh, maybe it's not, maybe I shouldn't do that, maybe this, maybe that. I mean, I'll give you an example with here. We knew this is the goal. Once we've realized that the goal is to open a women's center, then the Yetzer Hara already started working his way. And he was doing a very good job. And the Yetzer Hara comes and wants to put this uncertainty into you. Maybe I'm not doing the right thing. Maybe it is the right thing. I don't know. So that's why you have to go through the stages that everything is done the right. Exactly. But the Yetzer Hara is always going to come to push you off your derech. You have a route, you have a goal. The way I see it is you have a GPS, you punch in your destination, that's it. The GPS tells you this is the destination, you're going to get there in such and such time, this is the route. And on the route, you're going to have all these obstacles. Now if you're very persistent, you're not getting off your route. But sometimes you fall to the temptation of what's on the route, so the GPS will tell you, recalculating, puts you back on the route. So the point is that the Yetzer Hara is constantly going to push you off the route because he doesn't want you to be successful and to reach your goal. Avraham Avinu had the test of going and sacrificing his son. The Yetzer Hara, the Satan came 10 times to move him away. But Avraham Avinu was locked. He was like, that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that's what I'm doing. No questions. He didn't have a question that a minute before that the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Mitzchak yikare lecha zara. Your offsprings are going to come from Mitzchak. A second later, he's telling him, now go kill him. He didn't ask a question. Any human being will say, well, stop for a second. A second ago, you told me that my entire offsprings are going to come from this kid. Now you're telling me to kill him? That would be a normal human being's question. Avraham Avinu didn't ask questions. He woke up in the morning, put Yitzchak on the donkey and started going. So the point is that the Yetzer Hara is always going to come and manipulate the reality. You have to be locked onto the goal, like Avraham Avinu.
Yeah. And I see how since it came, how things are being going this way.
Yeah. I find, I did tshuva 15 years ago. So I would say even 12 years ago, because 3 years was just warming up the engine. And I find that the more that I tune myself to the satellite, the better reception I get. That's it. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu in this analogy will be the satellite. When I tune myself to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the reception comes clear and easy. And it doesn't mean life is easy. It just means that the path is very clear. That's it. Now I'm not saying the path is easy. The path is usually hard. It's the Yetzer Hara is going to tell you to take the easy path. So, but it's not only me, any human being. You want to be on Hashem's plan, then you it's a lot of hard work. So the first I said, you have to serve Hashem, you have to follow the Torah, do mitzvot. But then you have to elevate this, you have to step it up a notch, that my avodat Hashem is b'mesirut nefesh. And b'simcha. Two components. It has to be constantly b'simcha, which simcha will manifest different forms of avodat Hashem. Emuna, bitachon, trust, not having all these deficiencies. And then the other side is m'sirut nefesh. You cannot reach to a high level without m'sirut nefesh. That's why you see in our history, the stars of our history was all in Mesirut Nefesh. Starting from Avraham Avinu and then Yitzchak and Yaakov, it was all Mesirut Nefesh. All their stories are Mesirut Nefesh. Yosef HaTzadik, everything is Mesirut Nefesh. You start the Mesirut Nefesh in your own circle of your Avodat Hashem. In public, it's very easy to be very frum. At home, when only the walls see you, you're not so frum like in the street. So you want to be Mesirut Nefesh in these little things. In the street, you're never going to go with a shirt, pants, or take your head covering off, or whatever. So you want them.
I want to be really frum when I'm in front of Hashem.
Exactly. And then you want to make sure that every little thing that we're taught to do, you're doing it with a fight, and you're not missing one thing. I'll give you one example. Doing Netilat. Okay, so that might be your Mesirut Nefesh. Mesirut Nefesh is that it's self-sacrifice, that you don't gain anything out of it. And only that you are locked on your target and you don't care anything. I'm doing it. And you're fighting for that. Well, Mesirut Nefesh is, we can talk now 5 hours on Mesirut Nefesh. Mesirut Nefesh is many different ways. But Mesirut Nefesh, I'll give you an example. I want to educate my kids that when they wake up in the morning, they wash their hands next to the bed. A kid doesn't need to really do it. They don't have impurity on them. But I want to educate my kids that when they wake up in the morning, I want them to be used to washing their hands right away.
Yeah.
Right away. For many different reasons. Now, is it a mitzvah? No. Is it an obligation? No. Do I have to do it? No. Any question you'll tell me now, I'll tell you that the answer will be no. But I want them to grow up that they're particular about these little things because there is a lot of mystical explanations why I do that. So I be Mesirut Nefesh. I fight for the fact that they're not going to wake up in the morning without having the water next to their bed. So I can easily say, oh, I know he's 3 years old. Leave me alone right now. And that's where the Yetzirah comes. He's going to tell you, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, go to bed. Forget about it today. It's not so important. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv. It's not an obligation. Mesirut Nefesh is that I'm no. I'm doing it. I'm not going to leave it for 1 second. And where do you see the success of the Mesirut Nefesh? Look, in our generation, unfortunately, many of the Jews are not religious. You'll find here and in the other places in the world that people are not religious at all. They'll drive on Shabbat. They'll barbecue pork on Yom Kippur. They'll do everything. When it comes to do a Brit Milah to their kid, they'll do it. They don't believe in God. They don't believe in anything. They do all the sins in the book. They have a boy, 8th day, $12,000 haul, $15,000 ban, everything for the Brit. Why are you cutting a piece of meat? Why? They don't even know why. They don't even know what's the mitzvah. Oh, Brit Milah. Why? Because 500 years ago, this man's great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was tortured because he did a Brit Milah to his kid. He did Mesirut Nefesh. He went against all odds to take this 8-day-old kid and to do a Brit Milah for him. And people died for that. 100 years ago, people would get murdered in Russia if they would be caught doing a Brit Milah to the kid. They did Mesirut Nefesh. They're like, I don't care if my entire family will be tortured, I'm doing this mitzvah. So the power of this Mesirut Nefesh came down in generations that 200, 300, 400 years later, a secular man from Tel Aviv that all day long has no connection to God. Come a boy, Brit Milah.
I'm listening to the shofar the last time.
Exactly. Why? Because this power of Mesirut Nefesh penetrates into the neshama and it doesn't leave. So if I now do Mesirut Nefesh to something with my kid, and I make sure that my kid, they say the bracha, Shakuni HaBidvaro, I'm going to have great, 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 great grandkids that will fight to say Shakuni HaBidvaro. Why? Because I fought against all powers for something that is not so. I'm not talking right now about something important. I'm talking about something minor. So my avodat Hashem has to be misilut nefesh, that I'm not willing to lose anything. I will now, you know, many years ago, the way how I supported my organization, I had my own business. I was like, I'm not going to go to anyone. I don't want to depend on anyone. I'm not going to go and schnorrer. I'm not going to ask for donations. I'm going to have a business. My business will fund my organization. End of story. So for years, I had a business. And at some point, my rabbi told me, listen, just stop with it. Because you have 50% of your time is going to the business. You need 100% of your time for your shlichut. So you find partners that will support you. So at some point in my life, we stopped the business. But while I had a business, my mind, I would stop a business deal in the middle of the business. Sorry, I got to go pray mincha. I'm mincha, we're in the middle of the business. No, I got to pray now. I don't care. There were so many times that it seemed like the business deal, and sometimes it did. Like it didn't work out. Why? Shabbat, I'm sorry. No, this I can't do. So, the Mesirut Nefesh, for the Avodat Hashem, it seemed like it's ruining the business. But every time that I would fight the Mesirut Nefesh, I saw more success in the business. And people do not understand. At one point I had a partner, and he's like, listen, if we don't do this and that, we'll lose the business. I told him, sorry, it's against the Torah, I can't do it. But we're losing a lot of money. I don't care, I'm not losing money. So the point is that when you do Mesirut Nefesh on something, is that, you know, in Hebrew they say, Lo Roe Ba'Einayim. In Hebrew they say, Lo Roe Ba'Einayim. You don't see with your eyes. Like as if you locked on the target, not to compare in any type of a way, but look at the terrorist. He is locked on the target. He doesn't care what. He was sent to explode. You can't negotiate with. You can't stop him on the way and tell him, listen, it's not really true. You're not getting versions. It's a myth. You can't talk to him. He's locked on the target. So we can, even from terrorists, you can learn something good. They're locked on the target. They do it.
They don't have a choice.
Forget about the choice. Forget about the choice. I'm talking about the concept of how a person can be locked on something and nothing will move him. And if we as Jews would be locked on Mesirut Nefesh, I mean, I can't say we didn't, because for generations, we were. For generations, people were murdered and slaughtered and tortured. Mesirut Nefesh. They were locked.
We have a choice. In Motolam, we don't have a choice. That's why it's easy for them to be locked on the target.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that. Forget about comparing us to Omot Olam. I'm talking about you want to learn from everything.
Of course.
And we need to learn from everything. That if I want to Mesirut Nefesh is when I'm locked, my thought is set. That's it. No negotiation. That's Mesirut Nefesh.